Hello and welcome. I'm Blaine Barton, and today I'm going to show you how to download Vault Credentials using Vault Credentials to authenticate with the Azure Backup Service. The first thing we want to do is go into the Recovery Services Backup Vault. The on-premises server, Windows Client, or Windows Server, or System Center Data Protection Manager server needs to be authenticated with a backup vault before it can backup data to Azure. The authentication is achieved using Vault Credentials. The concept of the Vault Credentials is similar to the concept of a published settings file, which is used in Azure PowerShell. What is the Vault Credential file? The Vault Credentials file is a certificate which is generated by the portal for each backup vault. The portal then uploads the public key to the Access Control Service, or ACS. The private key of the certificate is made available to the user as part of the workflow, which is given as an input in the machine registration workflow. This authenticates the machine to send backup data to an identified vault in the Azure Backup Service. It's worth calling out that the Vault Credentials is used only during the registration workflow. It is the user's responsibility to ensure that the Vault Credentials file is not compromised. If it falls in the hands of any rogue user, the Vault Credentials file can be used to register other machines against the same vault. However, as the backup data is encrypted using a paraphrase which belongs to the customer, existing backup data cannot be compromised. To mitigate this concern, the Vault Credentials is set to expire in 48 hours. You can download the Vault Credentials of the backup vault any number of times, but only the latest Vault Credentials file is applicable during the registration workflow. The Vault Credential file is downloaded through a channel from the Azure portal. The Azure Backup Service is unaware of the private key of the certificate, and the private key is not persisted in the portal or the service. Use the following steps to download the Vault Credentials to the local machine. First, you're going to sign into the Microsoft Management portal. You're going to click on Recovery Services and click the cloud icon to view the backup vault. On the Quick Start page, click on Download Vault Credentials. The portal will generate a Vault credential using a combination of the vault name and the current date. Click Save to download the Vault credentials to the local account's downloads folder, or click Save As from the Save menu to specify a location for the Vault credentials. Note, as of March 2015, users should not have a programmatic, for example, PowerShell, way of downloading Vault credentials. Ensure that the Vault credentials is saved in a location which can be accessed from your machine. If it is stored in a file share, SMB, check the access permissions. The Vault credentials file is used only during the registration workflow. The Vault credentials file expires 48 hours and can be downloaded from the portal. Refer to Azure Backup Frequently Asked Questions for any questions on the workflow. Thank you for watching this demonstration.